Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, hear from players and coaches as we highlight veteran minicamp.
Paintballs fly as the Browns coaching staff and players take the field for a unique team-building exercise.
And on this Father's Day, we go in-depth with linebacker Carlos Dansby and his dad, Sam.
All that and more coming up on Inside the Cleveland Browns. Good morning, Dog Pound. Happy Father's Day to all you watching. Happy Father's Day, Dustin.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there as well. We're excited for another edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. Of course, Sarah Carnes, Dustin Fox right here. But first, we got to give a little love to the Cavaliers.
We sure do. My daughter was even singing, "Here we go, Cavs, here we go."
So cute.
Little Browns fan in her.
Absolutely. And you kind of get the sense that the season is turning here to football season. Some of the fans I heard were leaving the arena chanting, "Here we go, Brownies." So
I
pretty
know.
Cool.
They sure were. Yeah. So we're on our way to preseason games. That's exciting. This week was actually veteran mini camp. So we're going to take a look at the sights and sounds of the final week of practice before training camp begins in August.
We accomplished a lot this spring. Just very proud of the effort, the buy-in. Coach said today there's 86 days or something like that till we kick off against the Jets. So 86 days in the NFL world is an eternity.
I'm just anxious to see, you know, who I get to work with.
And I really think we've taken a jump defensively compared to where we were at this point last year.
Those decisions are tough on those last handful of spots of the roster. You know you're building it the right way.
Definitely gets me pumped for training camp, Sarah. Can't wait till it gets here. And I know one player who's looking to improve upon his success from last season. That's running back Isaiah Crowell. We sat down with the running back to talk football and a little off-the-field philanthropy.
And they give it to Crowell running near side. He's to the 15, 10, 5, going in, touchdown! He's got two!
It meant a lot just, you know, just because the game was so big. It's a rivalry game, and, you know, it was my first game. So when I scored the first touchdown, you know, it was like, oh, okay. But then the next one, you know, I was kind of more excited about it. I was like, wow, I did really well. You know, I sat, you know, the stature a level, so now I got to, keep doing my best. Really going to the training camp, I just want to just have the least mistakes as possible. Just know the offense, know the playbook, and, you know, by the first game, I want to know the offense, you know, and be able to teach someone else.
And they pitch it. It goes to Crowell, left side, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! The Crow has landed!
Feed the Crow in the T-shirt, I started that. Just because, you know, the fans just made it a big theme or whatever. But, you know, I got into it. I just went along with it just because I felt like it'll be something good to, like, just give back to Cleveland and feed the Crow and, like, feed Cleveland, because one out of six people in Cleveland, like, don't have, like, meals and stuff, don't know where they're going to eat at the end of the day. So I felt like that would be, something good to do.
Just love that guy. To get your own Feed the Crow t-shirt, visit facebook.com/crowell34. Now, this is a great cause. Each t-shirt provides 20 meals to those in need through the Greater Cleveland Food Bank.
Very good cause. And,
very
you know,
good.
These guys have been working so hard this offseason. Mike Pettine, the head coach, decided to take the guys for a little bit of team building. on the paintball field. Take a look.
Probably March that the idea popped into my head of, you know, I hadn't done it in 20 years, and I know some of the guys are into it and have done it and had fun, so you know, why not? And we had a great time, split up into teams. I exercised the executive privilege of the head coach and made the teams myself. I was accused of stacking them a little bit on my team, which I freely admit to. I had three players asked me if they could bring their own guns, which was a signal to me that this guy's probably a pretty hardcore paintballer. So those guys mysteriously found their way onto my teams. And anytime you can do stuff like that, where guys are doing things together that's not in a meeting room, that's not on the practice field, just to build the things I talked about and that the camaraderie. There's no substitute for doing anything like that. It's such a rare opportunity to be able to go out and do that. But the guys really got into it, and it was a blast. Hopefully we can build it into our annual calendar.
Now that looked like a lot of fun.
It did.
Dog Pound, keep it right here, because when Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, we go bowling with lineman Mitchell Schwartz as he gives 10, and we'll go to Alabama for an exclusive interview with Carlos Dansby and his dad.
Carlos was always a special athlete. He was always bigger than his peers, faster, stronger, and I always knew he would do something.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. In his spare time, defensive lineman Mitchell Schwartz champions the cause of autism awareness, and we caught up with him at Bowling for Milestones.
Autism awareness is an important thing with my girlfriend Brooke. She does work with autistic kids and just kind of brought it to my attention.
You know, as a family with an initial diagnosis, it's certainly tough to understand exactly what you're in for.
And it's great for the students to be able to meet other students who are on the spectrum, other children who are on the spectrum.
You can basically tell by all the people around here that they're having a lot of fun and they're enjoying the time of their lives.
Through Milestones, we've been connected with advisors, therapists, psychologists that have allowed us to look at really what we thought initially was a disability. But working with those folks have allowed us to see it more as a gift. And that gift has really allowed Mitch to continue to reach for the stars.
Corinne is my executive functioning teacher.
I've worked with Mitch for almost 2 years now.
And she basically helps me out what I can do to change things throughout my life in order to make my life more better, in order to make new friends.
Time management, and then we also work on social skills, getting him doing some role playing, getting him involved in different activities in the community.
Helping out others, what I can do to make new relationships and stuff.
The event today, Strike It Big for Milestones, the bowling event, is an opportunity to connect many who are connected by autism. It allows those on the spectrum that may not have an opportunity to go out and have some fun, to go out and have some fun.
You know, it's just a great cause, and to be able to do a couple events this weekend has been really fun.
It's great to have Mitchell Schwartz here, to have our Browns players here. It's great because he's staying and he's participating and bowling, and he's had a line all day of people wanting to meet him and get his autograph, and he's been great with all of the children.
You know, today bowling, not exactly my forte. The first one I threw went in the gutter about a third of the way down the lane, so I got a lot of work to go. But it's just having fun out here. You know, it's not so much about what score you bowl, just having fun and trying to raise awareness for autism.
I think it's really amazing because this is the first time I ever had eye to eye conversation with a Browns player.
To learn more about autism resources, visit milestones.org.
Well, Mitchell is one of the veterans who's been a great example for all the rookies this year and how to give 10. For the last 2 weeks, the rookie class volunteered at the Browns Youth Football Camp at First Energy Stadium.
We are at our annual Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp in association with University Hospitals. The camp is for kids ages 7 to 12, and it's designed to teach them the basics of the game, like passing, blocking, tackling, kicking. And today they're going to be able to meet the rookies, and they're going to be able to play with them for an hour.
We want Rocky!
Really pumped and really exciting.
How you guys doing? My name is Paul Browning. I'm a wide receiver, number 87, from Colorado State Pueblo. My biggest football memory was winning the national championship this year.
Hey, Browns on three.
1, 2, 3, Browns!
Youth football is extremely important to the Cleveland Browns organization, the health and safety of the game, and then just growing the game in our area. Without youth football, we wouldn't have pro football. So it's important for us to give back and continue to grow the sport and educate people about the safety of the sport as well.
We might run routes or we might do ladder agility.
Yeah.
Right now we're learning to shoot the hips on your tackle. You know, it's about driving through the ball carrier and getting them to the ground.
We're teaching the kids to get a nice, good, solid football stance, bring the hips through, bring their arms up, and drive through the finish.
Go!
This is a DB release drill, so they use their hands any way to get off the ball so they can get open.
They look up to us. Not only are we older guys, but we're in the NFL, so they really look up to us, and we can be positive role models for them. I feel really good about it.
It's always great to give back. You know, the kids having fun. We're out here having a good time, so.
I know it means the world, man, because when I was young, I felt the same way when I had guys come back to my hometown and just, show us a little love. I mean, it's all about giving back and paying it forward, because at the end of the day, you know, I got the same kind of treatment from guys, and I want to be the same example for kids.
Because growing up, I didn't have this opportunity to meet a pro athlete and just have fun and get to see, like, a playful side of them. So it feels good to see a kid smile on their face.
215 kids here today. Next week, we're going to go 3 days again with another 215 kids. So in all, we're looking at about 430 kids that get to come down here to First Energy Stadium and have an awesome experience on the same field that their Browns play on.
Sarah, this rookie class has wasted no time embracing the First and 10 initiative. All right, Dog Pound, stay tuned because we'll be right back. When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, see how rookies develop into leaders on and off the field.
Really what I want to teach you how to do is communicate.
And we travel to Alabama for a sit-down with Carlos Dansby and his father.
He's a natural coach, man. He's always been a coach.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, Dustin, you've got to remember your first few months as a rookie, right? New team, new city, new pressures.
Yeah, like it was yesterday. And we're going to get a look here at some of the Browns rookies. They're coming together. They're taking part in a session to maximize the potential, also getting to know each other a little bit better.
Hey, guys, here's the deal. We're going to have 2 days to work. And the work comes from you through conversation, through communication. Really what I want to teach you how to do is communicate what's on your heart and in your mind to people that can control your destiny and people you love. Just say what you know is right, do what you know is right, and you can become a pro.
Like, Troop just brings a whole different dynamic, man. It's different from the speakers we had previously. Guys were able to open up, get to know each other, know each other's background just a little bit, and allows us to grow as a team. And understand each other a lot better.
Today, I think, was probably the most groundbreaking session we had. You know, we had a lot of guys start to really, you know, open up about, more personal things. And, we talked a lot about, being a man, being a pro. And I think a lot of that has to do with changing. And a lot of guys sort of, their eyes are open to that topic today.
Well, I travel a lot around the NFL. And what I've found, my primary observation is that they have been taught the importance of communicating and talking amongst themselves. So that group counseling experience is important. And most athletes don't get a chance to voice their true intimate feelings without fear of retribution. So I like that they were freely talking, open and willing to talk about their lives. You do not want to go through another lecture of somebody trying to tell you something, right? That's boring. So I don't want to just tell you anything. But what I want you to understand is, man, I care if you leverage this opportunity. So right now, this bridge that you get to go over called the NFL, the Cleveland Browns, man, do it right.
I mean, I think player engagement has been great so far. They've done everything they can to really help me and help
all the other guys make a smooth transition. I mean, whether we have questions just on life or we have questions about finding an apartment, getting a rental car, I mean, they've helped us with everything that we've needed so far.
Especially here with the Browns is they really take a hands-on approach and they leave no stone unturned. You know, we have a full comprehensive program here and, you know, every step is covered, not just when you're here and transitioning into the NFL, but also for when you're transitioning out of the NFL.
The relationship with the staff is amazing. You got a group of folks here that sincerely care about you, your well-being, and kind of what you do off the field. Football is not the most important thing here.
And the Browns should be applauded because the NFL and the Browns, they're entertainment properties. The goal is to make money and entertain. The Browns have decided to educate and grow men. And that, and your hat should be taken off for the organization for doing that.
While working for the NFL, Guy Troop was one of the designers of the annual NFL Rookie Symposium. Well, this week, all NFL rookies converge for the week-long orientation right here in Northeast Ohio, and we'll have an inside look at that next Sunday. Stay tuned for more Inside the Cleveland Browns.
Time for some Browns trivia, Dog Pound. What Browns player recently started a line of men's grooming products? Is it A, Joe Hayden, B, Paul Kruger, or C, Carlos Dansby? The answer when we come back. What Browns player recently started a line of personal grooming products for men? Well, the answer is C, Carlos Dansby. Montez Renault was started by Dansby in 2014. And if you'd like more information, you can visit MontezRenault.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. In honor of Father's Day today, we want to show you an exclusive look inside the special relationship that Browns linebacker Carlos Dansby has with his father, Sam.
Take a look as the inside team traveled to Carlos's hometown of Birmingham, Alabama, for this touching father-son story.
I'm Sam Dansby. I'm Carlos's father. Carlos is the baby boy out of three children. I'm a retired teacher and coach. I coach basketball and football. I was Carlos's first football coach, so I guess I might could take a little bit of credit. I don't know. We have had a great relationship as father and son. He was a good son, didn't have much trouble at him. Had to check him one or two times, but we still have a great relationship together.
The relationship with my dad is awesome. He always been there for me. Got me to play in this game. He's a natural coach, man. He's always been a coach. Some of my dad are people most people don't know. Most people don't know he's a preacher.
Somebody say yay. Yay. Somebody tell God thank you. We thank God for all that he's doing and all that he will do.
I'm at peace in the gym because I told you I was a coach before I was a preacher. You know what I'm saying? So when I get in a gym or get on the athletic field, all of my gifts start to work. You know, everything, all of my juices start to flow. I'm at home in a gym or on the football field, on the baseball field.
His ability to, I want to say, relate to kids, they understand their hardships and where they're coming from. And then his faith and him being a preacher, him being able to relate the Bible to sports, I never seen anybody be able to do that. He has a special gift, man, that's phenomenal. He's been doing it for over, 30 years now? I had him come speak to us at Auburn, and it was my senior year at Auburn, and we didn't start off like we wanted to start off. He told me, you know, look, you're going into Arkansas. He said, walk around the field 7 times. He said, after the 7th time, you scream.
I told Carlos to mark his territory. And I told him to walk and don't say nothing, to surround the field 7 times, like Joshua did at Jericho. And he said nothing. You confuse your enemy when you get quiet. So I told him, if he would mark his territory and shout, that they win that ball game. He said they were jeering at him like, what you doing, Dansby? You know how they do. You at a football game, they rough you up.
I did what he told me to do and went out and had an unbelievable game. We ended up winning that game and it got us on the road. And we never looked back ever since that game, man. It was strong, man. It was a strong situation. When I was going into my senior year in high school, I came to my dad. I told him I wanted to stop playing football.
I didn't never look up. I said, give me one good reason why.
I wanted to go work and then play basketball because my basketball coach was like, look, man, we got a real good chance of winning the state championship. And I don't want you guys out there playing football and getting hurt. And he was like, well, it's going to be a time, son, where you don't want for anything. He said, the things that you need, I can provide for you. He said, but he said, if you stick with this football, like, you don't want to limit yourself. He said, you got a gift.
I told him, you get your clothes, you get back out there on that football field, and when you get one good reason, come back and I'll talk to you.
I couldn't give him another reason. He was like, well, you playing. I was like, well, all right, damn, I'm playing. So, and then coming into that senior year, man, I had super senior. I was all state. You know, it was, I had every accolade you could possibly ask for going into a senior year in football. And that's when I knew, I was like, man, it's like, this is it. Like, I can do this.
Carlos was always a special athlete. He was always bigger than his peers, faster, stronger. And I always knew he would do something great. And in our relationship, I always taught him to expect something great to happen. Like in a football game, before the four quarters are over, something big or something great would happen.
For more on Carlos and his father, Sam, check out the Browns mobile app.
Thank you guys so much for joining us on another edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. Make sure you stay right here. There's an all-new Dog Pound Report coming up next with Andy Baskin and Nathan Zagora.
For Justin Fox, I'm Sarah Carnes. See you next week, Dog Pound.